This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm Mia.
I'm Charlie.
And today we have a special guest with us.
Kia ora, I'm Brianna. I work at YWCA Waikato and happy to be here.
Today we are going to be talking about double standards on women.
And expectations on gender roles.
Yeah, basically just the expectations that come with gender.
With being a gender.
With being gender.
Okay, go guest. We're putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Thoughts, feelings, opinions.
What's a topic? What are you?
What really grinds your gears?
Yeah.
About gender expectations.
Yeah.
When I think about gender expectations, I personally think about it like in relation to timelines, and I think this was touched upon last season, but I think women in particular have a pressure to kind of have a partner and to start thinking about children and that sort of thing. And it's just like, let me be. Like, and I always wonder, like, do men have that same pressure? And I assume no.
Like the biological clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Is ticking. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think in terms of like how you express yourself emotionally, in terms of like you could be portraying like traits and emotions that can be associated with being a man. Yeah, it's like I can be angry and I can be assertive, and that's just me being mean, and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with gender.
Doesn't mean you're on your period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's almost like people get a bit shocked when you act differently from what is expected of you. What about you? What's your the main thing you think about?
With expectations?
Yeah, like with this whole topic.
I think like relating with like the biological clock. I remember growing up and being like 8 years old and people were like, it's time to start thinking about starting a family. And it's like, I don't know the alphabet yet. What do you mean?
Yeah. I think women in general are expected to juggle so many things. Mm. Now that like there's so many more women in the workforce, but they're still expected to do like the domestic stuff too. I reckon,
yeah.
Generally. I reckon, like, looking at my mum this time of year, right, she's, like, Christmas shopping done, trying to work full-time, trying to keep the, like, clean the house, trying to freaking do the groceries, trying to organise all our Christmas events and stuff. My dad doesn't live with us anymore, but, like, when he did live with us, he was just working. Like, he was just as surprised to see what we got on Christmas as, like, we were. Like,
yeah. Hey, same to my dad. Bless him, but...
Hey, like, yeah. When we wake up Christmas morning, he's like, oh, what are we doing today? And another thing... Like, especially in jobs and, like, politics and, like, positions of power, right, you have this idea of, like, a way, like, a politician or a CEO should be, which is, like, logical, doesn't really show emotion, like, strong-headed leader, that kind of thing. And if you think about, like, compare that with expectations of women, which is, like submissive, emotional and... You know, like, the men are supposed to be, like, the dominant ones and all of that.
And yeah, it's like, and the women come across as, like, timid.
Yeah, and it's, like, when you have women in, like, higher positions like that, generally, if she acts, say, logical and, like, cold and not emotional, she gets judged for that because she's not being feminine enough.
Mm.
But then if she acts too emotional, you know, stuff like that, she's judged for that because she's not fulfilling the role properly. We learned a good example was Helen Clark and Jacinda Ardern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Helen Clark didn't have any kids, and she was judged so much for that because it's like, what kind of woman doesn't have kids? Like, you shouldn't be informing policy if you don't have a family and aren't doing, you know,
and not seen as like, you know, a woman.
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. And then Jacinda Ardern had a kid, and she was ripped one because you shouldn't be having kids while you're a prime minister because you'll be, you know, too emotional, juggling too much. There's not one way to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any male politicians that have, we wouldn't even know what kids they have.
Exactly.
Like,
it's not even talked about. Exactly. Yeah, like their family life, like that's the last thing people care about. Like,
because I can think, like, I know who Jacinda's husband is, I know who her kid is.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything about Christopher Luxon.
Yeah, or John Key.
Yeah.
No idea.
I reckon if a female prime minister came in and they were single, like, they would get ribbon. Like, why are you still single? Like, there's obviously something wrong with you know? Yeah.
But then if she goes out and dates, it's like, well, why aren't you doing your job?
Yeah.
There's no one way to win.
And I guess that's, like, the point, isn't it? Like, women are just criticised either way, and, like, why is everyone so fixated on these these things when for men it isn't the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many standards they have to live up to. And it's like what how we think someone in like positions of power should be that's more in line with like masculine traits.
Yeah.
You know, like our stereotypes of men.
Mm.
That's one thing.
And I don't know how to articulate this properly, but I've actually been thinking about it a lot recently, how, like, as a woman, like, speaking from my own experience, like, I associate myself with being someone that's very strong and, like, very independent and, like, can speak my mind, but also can be very caring and very nurturing in those things. And I feel like in the past, well, up until really recently, to be honest, I have felt like in order to prove that I'm a strong person, that I act more like a man. In doing so, that kind of, like, diminishes what is, like, typically, like, feminine traits. Also, how I'm quite a spiritual person, so I kind of view masculinity and femininity in terms of energy rather than assigned to a specific gender. Like, I feel like ideally we'll be a blend of both, and it's society that puts them in boxes.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then I think, like, oh, to show that I'm strong and tough, then I have to act like a man and not accept help from a man. And then in doing so, I'm kind of, like, diminishing the feminine aspects of me.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, I guess, is inexplicitly saying that feminine traits and feminine energy is lesser.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you can't be, like, it's impossible to be both at the same time as, like, what these boxes are kind of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was even thinking about a time, I think I was at a festival and my friend and I were with two guys, and it was something silly, but it was, like, there was a ledge that we needed to walk up and over, and one of the guys offered my friend a hand to, like, help her over the ledge.
Mm.
And Ruby, we're very similar, like, very independent, very strong, and she just didn't take the help and just got up over this ledge, and then they put their hand out to me, and I was like, I am gonna accept it. Yes, help me get over this ledge.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I don't need to prove that I can do it. Like, I know I can. Yeah, does that make sense?
No,
yeah.
Because, like, either way, it would be a big thing if you took his hand or if you didn't.
Mm.
Society sucks.
Society does suck. Had enough.
Another one I had was motherhood, right? Like, when you're, like, a full-time working mum, you get crapped on because you're not being a good enough mum.
Yeah, how can you take care of the kids?
Yeah, like, you're not putting enough time, effort, you know, you're being selfish. But then if you don't work full-time, well, do they get crap for that? I don't know.
Probably. They get crapped on for anything.
Yeah.
Why can't the man stay home? Like, why can't the husband stay home and look after the kids, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's fine for him to go to work every single day, not spend as much time. Weird when the roles are reversed.
Mm.
It's like people see the mum as, like, not being a good enough mum. Mm.
Yeah.
But then the dad is, like, praised for being a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Even, like, single dad, like, single mums, it's like, you know, well, that's hard, but if it's a single dad, everyone's so much more, like, fascinated by that.
Yeah, that you can do it all?
Yeah.
Oh, and then gosh, she's judged for, like, well, why don't you have a man?
Yeah, literally.
How are you doing that all? You're clearly lacking something.
Yeah, or, like, how would your child won't have a dad or a father in his life? Like, that was a, you know, you'd made a mistake.
Like, your fault. There's, like, I don't know about you, but on my TikTok, I've seen of, like, single dads, right? And I'll go to the comments and everyone's asking, like, oh my gosh, where can I donate all this stuff? And, like, that's so nice, but you wouldn't
do that for the woman.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like, because everyone's, like, more empathetic for some reason for a single dad.
And speaking of, like, parenthood, there was a comment that someone said the other day that really, I didn't even know, just annoyed me, I suppose. So there's a couple with a baby and the woman is the main caregiver of this child, and the dad does all kind of, I guess, like the typical provider sort of things, like makes the money, does all the outside maintenance, that sort of thing. And then the woman was going away to do, like, a teaching course, and then the dad said a comment like, oh, well, now I'm going to have to babysit so and so.
Oh my god,
and I'm
yes.
like, Miss Girl, you're not babysitting, you're just being a dad.
Yeah, oh, babysitting god. Your own child. I've heard that so much.
Have you?
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard it, and I was like shocked.
Men say it a lot. It's, oh, I have to do the babysitting now.
That's
I'm sorry,
insane.
Is that not your walking sperm?
Yeah. Did you know how, like, 50% create that? You know, isn't that not your child?
Yeah.
Not even not 50. He didn't even have to carry it for 9 months and birth it. Like,
literally.
Do your part.
Yeah. Like, I don't think half the time men see themselves as parents and caregivers.
Because
it's like, well, this is my role and I bring home the money and that's how I provide for you.
And I've also seen, like, between couples, there's kind of, like, tension that arises where where, from my experience, what I've seen is the man that's gone out of working and then the woman staying home with the child, because I guess society's like, oh, you worked a full day. Like, that's most praised as, like, typical work.
Mm.
And what I've seen is, like, the man comes home and feels, like, frustrated of, like, I've just worked a full day. Like, not, doesn't feel, like, appreciated. And it's well, okay, no worries. Let's swap it. You stay at home all day with the baby and see how, just to get some, like, appreciation for that is also a full-time job,
oh my gosh,
if not more, because it's, like, 24/7.
Like, your entire life revolves around this kid.
Yeah, because it's not like an animal where you can, like, leave it.
Mm. Yeah. You have to bring it everywhere.
Yeah. And the emotional labour as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. And, like, especially with postpartum, like, depression and, like, psychosis and all of that, women do not get enough help with that. Like, I don't think it's recognized as a real thing too.
Have you guys seen, I think it was a research paper or something, and it was like men also experience postpartum depression and stuff?
Well,
I don't personally believe in that,
because they wouldn't be in postpartum.
Men believe that they go through, like, postpartum, and there will be, like, whole TikTok accounts about it, and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm going through this stuff. The wife's over there holding two kids.
Oh, what the hell?
I mean, like, I understand sleep deprivation. Like, that doesn't, not sleeping, then that's understandable. But, like, isn't it? I thought it was, like, actually a thing, like, when your hormones change.
Yeah.
Your brain gets imbalanced.
Yeah, because your, like, entire body is going through this huge change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yes, you could experience sadness and stress, but don't put it under the label of postpartum depression.
Because that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
that's
You
so
just
true.
Need a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Honestly.
I think the reason why I said wow is, like, did you say there's a research paper on debunking that, or was the research paper saying, like, this is a thing?
I think it was saying it was a thing.
Oh, or that's so bizarre.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's men. Men lie.
It's
really by men.
Yeah. Probably done by a man.
Another one I have is sex work. Men create the demand for it. Anything you can think of, like OnlyFans, all of that stuff. Men create the demand for it, yet women are, like, shamed for it. Make it make sense.
The first thing that popped into my head was Bonnie Blue.
That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That's such a spicy one. It's so interesting.
It's crazy.
And I just think, like I personally wouldn't do that myself.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, do your thing.
Yeah.
And as you're saying, like, her audience and the demand is men. Like, so if you think she's so disgusting, then don't
watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yet it's the men who generally most of the time, well, I think Bonnie Blue is, like, probably quite an extreme case.
Yeah.
Like, generally, it's again, the men who are, like, slut shaming. They're also the ones
consuming them,
keeping the jobs alive and well. Bonnie Blue probably shouldn't be going for underage men. I mean, well, what did she call them? Barely underage. Barely legal. That's it.
I think she might have been arrested.
She got let out on bail.
And Bali. She was arrested in Bali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if that makes her happy.
Do you?
Yeah, but she's mega rich.
Yeah, like, she's got the marketing down pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sensationalism.
And if it was so disgusting, no one would participate in it with her.
And the thing is it's one woman, right? She's getting all the shame, all the hate for it. And then there's thousands of men who are choosing, like, to do that, you know, those, like, that challenge thing she had. Oh, what was it?
Go through 100 men or something.
It feels like
a thousand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So there's thousands of men. They're not really getting any shame for that, eh?
No.
Like, there's someone's...
That's so true.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, someone's future wife, someone's future mum, someone's future husband, too.
Someone's husband, probably.
Yeah, honestly.
People just love to slut shame. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's always like, the guys are like, oh, yeah, you got the chick. And then it's like, if a girl gets with a guy, it's like, oh, you're easy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of, I feel like that's been around for so many years. It's like, let's just all collectively move on from that train of thought.
Yeah.
Like, where is this coming from? I don't understand it.
It's like, just so fine for guys to just, as many people, whoever, really. And
yeah.
Like, I'm sure they get some crap for it, but like.
Not as much as women.
Yeah. A woman's body count is so of concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are always like, compared to how well they display stereotypical traits of their gender.
How do you feel about that, like, as a non-binary person?
I think more as a kid, I got judged for it because I looked more feminine and I guess, like, acted more feminine. And then as I've gotten older, people see me as a man, so put me in the box of a man. And then if I act outside of it, I know I kind of liken myself to, like, a stereotypical, like, gay man. And you know how, like, they're all like, hey, that's kind of like how I feel like people see me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of like no matter what gender or whatever, people will always just put you in a box.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel any expectations now? Like, do you relate to the expectations of a man or expectations of a woman more? Or
I feel like because people perceive me as a man, that I feel like I have to kind of, like, live up to being a man, you know, with, like, the way, even, like, the way you stand and stuff and, like, not talking, because it's more, like, feminine to talk with your hands. So sometimes I'll feel my hands start to move and I'll be like, no, don't move that.
And isn't it ridiculous if you are a non-binary person, it's like, you don't, I assume, it doesn't make sense to, like, put yourself in one or the other or act in one or the other,
yeah,
because you're, is it neither?
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, there.
I'm just, you're just, you're just, just you, you're just a beautiful human vibe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty
get your
much.
Expectations off me.
Yeah.
And then so, like, people judge based off what you display most.
Yeah, yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you display more, like, stereotypical masculine traits, people, like,
yeah, yeah,
assume that.
I think it also comes down to the person. If I'm with older guys, if I stand more masculinely, if that's even a thing, they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a dude. But if I, like, put my hand on my hip or something, they'll be like, oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, does that bother you?
No, not really. I think you kind of just have to be like, I don't care.
Because
otherwise it's going to be, like, a main point wherever you go. So I'm like, just whatever.
That's so I was just going to say, I didn't even realize that was, like, a thing. A thing until you just said that. Yeah.
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 I feel like you'd have such, like, an in-depth, like, perception and, like, analysis of what is typically, feminine or masculine traits. Like,
yeah,
if I do certain things or if I say certain things, then I'm going to get perceived like this or that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and then it's like, well, I don't want to be aware of those things because then I'm going to naturally want to do them. And then it's like, well, then I'm feeding into the societal norms and patriarchy and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Do you know, I just thought of another thing that kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're at a barbecue or something,
mm-hmm,
and, like, everyone that gets, there comes to an age where people come as, like, couples, and then the men separate and
go to the barbie.
Yep, and talk about, yeah, go to the barbecue, and then the woman gather, and it's like, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, really?
So
like, we're all,
true.
Let's just, why? I hate it. And I just feel like it's such a, I don't know where it comes from. Like, is it a cultural thing? Like, do men just want to talk to men and women just want to talk to women? Because I personally feel like I don't give a shite if you're a man or a woman. Just,
yeah,
if you're a cool person.
If you're interesting.
You want to hang out, let's hang out.
I used to get given so much crap. Like, my best friend was a guy. So much crap. Like, people, I don't think people understand that you actually can't have a platonic relationship.
I know.
With someone who's not of the same gender as you.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous, but
yeah, they make, like, whole movies about that.
Yeah, yeah, and
that's how, like, pushed it is in the media and stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, it's always, like, they end up together, though.
Anyway. Men and women, they can't be friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be banging.
Men are from
Mars,
women from Venus.
Oh, and I'm just backtracking as well to the barbecue thing. Like, isn't that kind of ironic that women are typically, like, do the cooking? I know that's, like, oh, and that's another annoying thing. Like, we've been doing this for so long, like, 50s, 40s, 30s, women been cooking, and it still exists in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
But then at a barbecue, that's a man thing, and they're doing the cooking. Like, what?
Is it because it's, like, outside or something, do you reckon?
It
was,
like,
big flumes and meat and steak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I just feel like it's embarrassing at this point. Like, everyone needs to get a grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is a barbecue gender? That's insane.
Yeah, and just even, like, gendering colours, like, blue is boy, like, pink is girl. And this is another thing, like, this ties into what I was saying earlier about kind of, like, when I was younger, feeling like I needed to prove myself so I would never wear. I feel like I consciously tried to be more, like, I was quite a tomboy, I think, so people would perceive me as, like, strong and all these things. And then, yeah, and now I'm, like, I'm rediscovering, like, removing my own internal biases. Like, if I like something pink, it's because I like it.
Mm.
And because it's a colour and I think it looks pretty rather than thinking to myself, oh, that's too girly.
I'm the exact same. I was like, wouldn't touch anything that was considered girly with a 10-foot pole, really. But then I was like, actually, no, you can be
like something like, because you like
because it's, it's pretty and cool and stuff, and you can still be like strong and independent and all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And maybe that's like what it comes down to, is that maybe we all have like these internalized unconscious biases. And even because I'm doing it like studying psychology online, there was a paper about like how gender is constructed, and there was like an experiment where they took adults and they put them in a room with a little boy, and there'd be like a whole range of toys, and like 100% of them would play like quite like active things.
Yeah.
And then whereas with the little girls, they would play with dolls and play with tea sets and more kind of less active.
Mm. We literally talked about this in the first episode. Mm-hmm. The first episode, my dad thought that like when a kid was born, like the girls would naturally go and play with like dolls and wear heels and dresses and stuff, and then the boys would go play with like the diggers and trucks and all the guns and stuff, because they read expressions so well. Their face will like smile a little bit more if they're playing with like the right toy, things like that.
Yeah,
those roles are learned. Yeah,
learned behaviors, and then we develop these unconscious biases, and then we teach that to our children, and then so on, and then the cycle just keeps on cycling.
It's not, we don't just naturally fall into those roles. No,
and I guess humans must just naturally be wired to have to make sense of the world and to categorise things. But I just think that we're evolved enough and intelligent enough that we don't necessarily have to do that.
Also, I think people forget that we made all of that. Like, we made labels. We could just take them away.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just be us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just be a human, babe. That's
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't matter.
I just don't know why. The more we're talking about it, the more I'm just like, it's so fascinating, like, our obsession.
Categories.
And to dissect and to label. And I can see, like, how it would give people, like, an understanding of self and, like, identity. But that's only necessary in the current society that forces you to do that.
I think also it's like, well, when you go outside of that label, you're weird.
Exactly. You're gross. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because labels feel more like an external need rather than I need to know what I am. Mm. It's like if you go like sexuality, like, oh, I need to tell grandma that I am gay so that she is aware and she doesn't have a stroke when I go kiss a man.
Is it like, I don't know why that's like emphasized on things where it doesn't need to be.
And it's always like a negative emphasis.
It's that's like the thing, eh?
How do you both feel about gender expectations within like a relationship?
Oh, I hate it. So much. Of guys in general, they get quite taken aback when a girl like disagrees with them or is opinionated about something or passionate about something, especially politics, like a serious issue, you know?
Yeah, because women aren't meant to know things.
They don't expect women to be so politically opinionated or...
And correct.
Yeah. Educated.
I feel like I've had pretty good experiences, but that just comes like down to me being like line in the sand. Like, I feel like I've actually kind of been, not necessarily my way or the highway, but like, this is my boundary, and if you're not liking it, then turtle off.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm like that. Freaking finally.
Definitely had, have had the same experiences with, like, I've always had male friends, always, and it comes from like I went to a really small rural primary school of like literally 40 people, and there was one other girl in my year, so all of my friends were boys. Anyway, and then when I went to high school, I was like, what? You know, I hated the separation. I didn't like where it was so and so likes who and so. Into that was not my experiences with males for like 8 years. Always had guy friends, and then my ex-partner, who I still love him, he's fabulous. So we were together for like 3 years. Yeah, that was a big issue, like where he was like would feel jealous about male friendships, like felt like, I guess, intimidated. In a lot of ways it's fair enough, like feelings aren't right or wrong, they're valid. But my line in the sand was like, I'm not gonna pander to this. This is my friend, and you either trust that or like we have a bigger issue, the jealousy, it's trust. Yeah, and also like the cooking and cleaning, all like the domestic things. Again, like very line in the sand, like when we first moved in, I was like, this is equal. Like, we are sharing these roles. And I think he wasn't used to that from his last relationship, but with me, by me communicating that, he was very like open to it. But I think if I wasn't this way minded, that it would have easily fallen into me being the person that cleans and me being the person that cooks. It just took me being like, this is how it's gonna be. And if you're not happy with it, then this ain't gonna work, Miss Girl.
Yeah.
You know what I think a thing is, like, just from my experience, is guys from boys-only schools, girls from girls-only schools. Mm. I reckon that's
like a petri dish full separation.
Exactly, yeah. I think I've only ever talked to guys from guys-only schools.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and that would make a lot of sense as to why they are the way that they are. You know, they think we're different species.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't seem to treat me the same as, like, their other guy. I mean, I would hope not if I was, like, in a relationship with them. But, like, you know, they treat girls a lot differently to how they treat guys.
I feel like it really depends on, like, who you are as a person and, like, I guess your relationship with yourself and your partner, because I guess jealousy kind of stems from insecurity, really. But I feel like it's a green flag if a guy has a girl best friend or girlfriend. Yes. Like, it's a green flag. How about you? Do you have experiences with that?
No. So
lucky you. Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Both my partner and I, we're non-binary. I think we both kind of make the conscious decision to be like, well, we're not going to define ourselves because they're more feminine and I'm more masculine. We're not going to define ourselves as, well, they do all the cooking and, like, I go out and work. And so I think because we take away the gender from it, we're just kind of what I've been saying the whole time. We're just two people that exist.
That sounds amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. So, like, balanced.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So my life's great, but...
Yeah. It sucks to suck.
Yeah.
I guess it's just like remembering that these roles are constructed by society and these things that are just existing. And it's us that put the labels on it, and to be aware of those labels, i.e. pink is a colour. Pink doesn't give a shite whether it's for girls or not. It's just
pink. It's an energy that our eyes see.
Yeah.
It's not. How is that gendered?
Literally. Mm. Yeah. It's just living its life. And then I feel like that's the same for people. We're just people. We're humans. We're living our life. All of these roles and expectations are socially constructed, and then I also think just being aware of, like, our own unconscious biases. And again, like, from my perspective, is like everything is a blend. We all of these things can exist. You know, masculine traits and energies and feminine traits and energies, they all exist inside of us.
That was a great summary.
Yeah.
We should have you do all of our summaries.
Please. Join us next week when we talk about over-consumerism and...
gendered marketing.
Oof, that's interesting.
Stay tuned. See you next week. Bye.
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 This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.